With the annual Mummers Parade on New Year's Day, just 7 weeks out, the Mummers are working to build diversity in their ranks. WHYY's Peter Crimmins reports that the organizers have created a parade division to welcome ethnic heritage groups.
For 115 years, the Mummers have strutted up Broad Street in Philadelphia, wearing feathers, golden shoes, and grease paint for comedy and for spectacle. During many of those years, the parade banned women performers and made use of blackface. Both the ban and the blackface have since fallen by the wayside, but the parade still attracts complaints of racial insensitivity. After last year's parade, when some cross-dressing clowns carried signs reading "Wench Lives Matter," a reference to the Black Lives Matter movement, the city's Commission on Human Relations got involved. It asked the Mummers to create a new division welcoming a diversity of brigades. George Beatty, a lawyer for the Mummers Association, said they eagerly complied.
There's been a perception out there that they're not inclusive, and that's just not true. I think it's partly a generational thing. Sometimes younger people are not as interested in being in the tradition.
Beatty says already a Chinese dragon performance troupe has signed on, as well as the San Mateo Carnavalero. It's a traditional Latino street performance troupe with costumes that are remarkably similar to those of the Mummers. That troupe has 150 marchers, and it is expected to attract 1,000 spectators. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.